Welcome back to the 5x5. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. And I should be in bed. I should be in bed because I am. You know how you sometimes you can be so tired that you can't sleep, or you know you have stuff to do, but then you're so tired, or you're so uninterested in doing what you have to do, you just kind of sit there and zone out. That's where I am right now. I am just kind of zoned out for about 2 hours. You know, I would start something and then I just, you know, sit back on the couch and stare at the TV, which is, you know, how you have your TV. Well, it's on my Apple TV right now. And I have a screensaver from the Apple TV that has all the movie titles. Well, movie, like poster things. Anyhow, so that's what I've been doing. I'll stare at that and I'm like, and then, you know, after, I think it has like a 10 minute or 15 minute, screensaver time, and then it goes off. And then if my television, the HDMI setting that is on, that is not getting a signal, then 5 minutes later the TV goes off. Then I turn the TV back on, then I turn the Apple TV back on, and I'm looking, and then it starts this kind of crazy cycle. I'm like, okay, you need to go to bed. But I'm like, I don't want to. And I think the reason why I don't want to is because I haven't had a day off since last Wednesday. Yeah, since last Wednesday. And even last week on my days off, I was up early, running appointments and doing stuff. And I'm like, I'm just waiting for the moment when I just drop and I'm like in a coma for 2 days and I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to, you know, restart what I was doing before I passed out. Right. So, because at work right now, I think I told you guys this before, I've been working overtime. And it's not mandatory overtime per se. I can say no. But at my particular site, we have like a staff problem. We don't have a lot of staff that work, that's able to work or that's trained to work at this particular site. And so there isn't anyone to do it. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be up in there like that, because you need a break. And the type of work that I do, I'm like, okay, I just need to, you know, because it's not physically exhausting at all. It can be, because I do a lot in the course of a day of work. And 10-hour days are no joke, but it's very mental. It's mentally exhausting, because I have to always be on my A game. There's no opportunity for me to be chill, you know, and it's just one of those things. And so my manager calls me and he says, I really need some help. And that's so funny because I know the game and I hate answering my phone. I put it on Facebook the other day, because I work with some real ratchet people, and you guys heard my horror stories at work and what I've dealt with. And you know, I ain't scared of none of them, but it's just, I don't like them because they're ratchet and they're lazy. And I know that I have to be on my A game all the time, because if you want to get the stuff done, and I want my job to be uncomplicated. You know, there's always going to be complications, but you know, as I wanted it to be at a minimum, you know, and so. But there's a price you pay for, and like, and somebody say, "Oh, you're so arrogant." No, I'm just very confident in what I do, and I say this, and I say it to their face. I'm the best person here. Out of everybody who works here, I am the best. It's not that I'm trying to be better than anybody. It's not that I'm trying to win brownie points, because I'm like, again, I'm not trying to be in there up in there like that. And but it just happens to be the truth. And so and so but there's a cost to that. And the thing is, when they know it, when everybody knows it, you become the one that gets all the phone calls. My boss yesterday, even though I was going into work early, you know, he was still calling me. I think he called me probably four times before noon. And one time I was asleep, but I'm like, okay, it might be something important that I have to take this phone call. And I'm like, oh, let me sleep. Let me sleep. I'm going in early already. And then of course, was it today? See, I can't even remember. I think it was today. It was today. It, oh my, this is the Tuesday is normally my first day off after my work week. Well, after my Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And so, he's calling me. I'm like, oh, well, this man, please leave me alone, you know? And he's like, his name is, we share the same name. And he's like, you know who this is? Of course I know who it is. I have caller ID. And but I don't say that, and so which I should, because I think it would be funny, but he wouldn't receive it well, and and so he's like, I don't know if you can give me a little help, and I'm gonna need some time, you know, that you can work a little more, and I'm not gonna, you know, money's money, you know, but you working all this time and making a lot of extra money, you know, then when do you have time to spend it? Which that's a good thing too. I guess that has its advantages as well, but and so he's pretty much begging me to work, and then because I want to say no, because I'm like, okay, when am I gonna get to sleep? I won't get to take a good rest until next week, and I'm like, I need my sleep. You know, I need to rest. Your body needs to recuperate, right? And so, and plus, with the idiots that I work with, you know, because we are all working extra hours, which is that is totally fine. But you know, in some of the shifts now, because normally it's one person per shift, and sometimes the shifts normally don't overlap, but now they do a lot, like 3 and 4 or 5 hours at a time. But you know, my thing is, don't come in here and not do anything. I don't care if you're working extra, you're still at work. And I said that the other day, so I'm not gonna beat that dead horse. But I'm like, yeah, nah, you know, and so because when I come in extra, I actually work. But then that person, you know, takes that as, oh, I don't have to do anything, even though it's their shift. I'm just there in addition to help to whatever. But my thing is, I like to stay busy. I like my, because if you stay busy, the time goes really, really fast, and I like to get out into the community and do stuff. But for some reason, they don't share that, and I don't really understand that, and they just really get on my nerves. But I'm not going to talk much more about that. But so that's why I'm tired. I've been working a lot of overtime. Like tomorrow, I have things to do in the morning. But then I'm going in at 4 and probably gonna work till 9. But all my extra stuff, which is that's probably good because it's the end of the month and I have a lot of stuff to do at the end of the month. And if I can get that out of the way, that would be perfect. But my thing is, I don't want to. It's my day off. So I'm going to go do that tomorrow. And then Thursday, on my day off, I'm going in going in at 1, you know, and worked to 9. So I think this week alone was 8 times 3 is what, 24. And then so I'm going to have like 30 hours overtime. I'm like, okay, that's cute and everything, but you know, I don't really want to work all that much. But hey, I want to accept it. I'm going to receive it and turn it positive because there's a lot of things coming up that I want to do. So the extra money is going to help. So I wanted to go into debt to do those things. So, but that's the thing about my job. If I do this extra stuff like that I said I would do, then the next week they'll think, oh, well, you did it last week. You can go ahead and do it again this week. But I'm so next week I'm gonna need, actually 2 days off. I'm not doing it, doing both days. Y'all can't make me. I ain't doing it. But we'll see. But that's why I'm tired. But I'm glad I'm here talking to you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys for listening and the influx of new listeners we have on the program. You guys can hear me chitter chat about a plethora of different things. You can always check us out on the blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. The Blogspot blog is the 5x5, and the fives are in numeric form, just like at our Twitter address, the 5x5, they're numeric as well. So send me a tweet, say hey, hey, say what's up, say I stink, whatever. Just don't get cute with it. and then check out my new show that I do on Blog Talk Radio, which is a call-in show about comic books only. And maybe a little bit more, unlike the Fanboy Weekly shows, which is all kind of fanboy stuff and comic books and all kind of stuff. I'll have several, hopefully, this weekend because Free Comic Book Day is Saturday. It is finally here. We are down to the last 4 days before a Free Comic Book Day. Check out their website at freecomicbookday.com. Find your local comic book store and support. Not only get your free comic book days, but check out and see what else they have to offer. You might find something that you didn't know your local comic book store carried, and they do. So that's gonna be a lot of fun to go to Free Comic Book Day. I always have a good time, and expect some live shows from that day. At least one or two, but at least one. We'll have one live show. Maybe I'll get an interview or two. So look for the Fanboy Weekly show this weekend. We'll have several specials. We'll have a live show. Then I'll have maybe I'll just do it on Sunday. Maybe nothing special. I'll be too tired because I did take off Saturday to enjoy Free Comic Book Day, but I'm kind of working sort of in the morning, but I'm going to be able to go. And then I have a wedding to go to. And then a friend and I, we're going to go see the Amazing Spider-Man number 2, which is going to be. And so it's so funny. I was talking to my friend today because we've been saying we need to go do something. I don't really do anything in the city because I've already done it. We have a small city and you've already done anything and it hasn't changed. There's no fun in that. I like surprises. I like to be entertained. I like to visit and meet new people. But when the people are the same th people are doing the same thing, wearing the same clothes and saying they're the same age they were 7, 8, well shit, now 10 years ago, that ain't fun. That ain't hot. So he's going to go to see the Amazing Spider-Man with me, even though he doesn't like that sort of thing. But we're making an effort to be better friends and hang out. And he's a good guy, a really good guy. So I'll get to spend some time with him on Saturday night. So there'll be another nerd weekend. So look for all that fun stuff this weekend. Want to send a shout out to some of my favorite Spreaker buddies, pals, friends. First and foremost is Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network. Such a nice guy. We've become pretty good friends. We talk pretty regularly, and I check out his show, and he's always checking out mine. Very complimentary to what I do, and he has a good show. So check him out, click follow on his page, listen to his shows. He does a Nerd Central show now. He's a fan of WWE as well, and he has daily shows that he does just off the top of his head. So check him out, and also check out my girl Desert Rose, although she needs no fanfare. She has a great show here and on iHeartRadio, as does Dwayne. Todd Morris from Prankville. Goofy Bone paid me a nice compliment tonight. My really, really, really good buddy, Ken Boggle, he's having his show coming back, Ken Boggle Talk Season 2, on May the 8th. So look for that. And of course, we'll still do a few shows together here and there. Who else? I think that's about it. That's all my shout-outs. So thank you guys for checking me out tonight. It's not going to be a very long show. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate a whole bunch of stuff because I know y'all ain't trying to hear all that. But a few things we're talking about tonight. If you guys are familiar with the Real Housewives of Atlanta or the Real Housewives franchise, specifically Atlanta, you know there's been a lot of fireworks on the reunion show, as it were. And we're going to talk about that tonight, and about Candy Burris's mother, Mama Joyce, and some upcoming things for Candy and the show with her wedding. We're going to talk about that a little bit. What else did I say I was going to talk about tonight? There was an article that I read, which was pretty interesting. It says, "Big penis, big problem in marriage." There's a study. So remember that old saying, it's not the size of the wand, but it's how you wave it, or it's not the size of the ship, or how you float it, or you know what I'm talking about. Well, that may be true. Just because you have a big one. Well, we'll get into that, and also we'll be talking. That's not too X-rated, is it? I'm not. That's, you know, it was a real study. I promise you, it was a real study. And I revisited a friend named Anne, and I was happy to see her today. So all that and more coming back on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for joining me. We'll be right back.
Girl,
Well, she's saying like that. She need to go on and go. I think this girl, go ahead and go. Anyhow, welcome back. Here's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And I'm not going to keep you guys tonight. I'm not going to do it. I just got a few things to talk about, maybe tire myself out so I can get some rest, so I can get up and get my day started early in the morning, which it probably won't end till late tomorrow evening. I even missed my show tonight because I had to work. I missed, you know, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and had Maria Hill on it, but I'll talk about that on Sunday. So I missed that, but I'm going to watch it. Hopefully, I have a little break in between the time that I have to go to another appointment, and so hopefully in that time frame I'll be able to watch it. But I like to watch it when I can TV tag it and talk to everybody about the show. I'm such a social media whore. It's getting bad. Actually, it's not as bad as it used to be, because I don't do much on Facebook anymore unless I'm promoting the show or, you know, saying something about the shows, tell them what I'm talking about, you know, how you do little posts and stuff. And like on my personal Facebook page, I really don't say much. I had a friend ask me the other day, she seen me out, and she's of course on my Facebook friend page, and she was like, I haven't seen you on Facebook, what's wrong? I'm like, girl, I'm sick of them people. And she's like, I know what you're talking about. She's like, but you crack me up. I'm like, I said, well, maybe I just send you some personal posts here, because I'm Facebook, you know, it got old. And I've been on Facebook since 2000 and the end of 2007. Yeah, it was 2007. Okay, that's 7 years. That's a long time. It's time to give that on up. I tweet a lot, though. I like tweeting, and I Instagram more now. But you know, it's crazy. Although the other day, you ever had, this is a sidebar to what we're talking about tonight. You have family members that sometimes you see them out in public and they don't speak, you know, and they roll their eyes at you and stuff. And I'm like this one, cousin of mine, and she is my first, she's my first cousin. She's my first cousin. One of my, actually she's not my, she's my second cousin. One of my, dad's sister's grandchildren, but she was raised around me. Actually, they lived right behind us when we were growing up, her and her brother. And, so we was always around each other, and she's maybe 10 years younger than me, which maybe not even that. She might, man, 7 to 10. Anyhow, that's not the point. But she's always been very mean, and so I'll see her in the store every once in a while, you know. And you know, she might speak, she might not. And then sometimes I say, "Hey, you see me? Can't you say hi?" And she won't hi. And I'll try to have a conversation with her, and she won't really say much. And she always got this mean mug on her face. So the other day, I get a Facebook message, and I'm looking at it on my phone, and I'm like, and it's from her. I'm like, ah, what's she want? And she is like, hey, cuz, can you spare a couple dollars? Wait a minute, I got to read what she said, because it was some bull. And I'm like, what? Who are you talking to? No, she says, Hey, cuz, I need a favor if you can. And I said, what's up? She's like, I will see if you had a few dollars I can get and I can get and I can pay you back next Thursday when I get paid. And here's the thing, which is fine. I have cousins that every time, because sometimes your cousins are your first friends. We say that your cousins are your first friends, and sometimes they're closer. They're cl like I have a set of cousins that they're more like my brothers and sisters, and we have that relationship. But it's all on my dad's side of the family. Then you have the ones that think they're too good to speak when they're nothing. But anyhow, and so if they'd ask me like, hey, I've helped raise, some of my cousins' kids, they my sister, well, I'm not getting to all that. They've been in our in a, we've been in each other's lives, and so this particular one wasn't. But although when I was younger, she grew up around us. Anyhow, so she's like, but my thing is, we don't have that relationship. And if one of them would ask me, like the cousins I consider my extended brothers and sisters, what you need? If there's something I can do, if I am able to do it, what do you need? Let's knock it out. But not you, because you can't speak. There's other cousins, when they see me, they hug me and we talk and we laugh and have a good time. And I said, well, girl, I don't, because I really don't carry cash, because I spend cash really, really fast. If I have it, I'll spend it. I keep money in the bank. I'll use my card, but I like keeping money in the bank. And so I said, well, I have to go to work. I don't know. Not that I start making excuses, it just happens to be true. She's like, okay, because I appreciate it if you can. Thank you. And I said, cool. And she's like, okay, thanks, guys. But later on that day, I wasn't able to get back with her. Later on that day, I see her put on Facebook, oh, I'm getting ready to go to the club. I got, she was talking about her outfit or whatever. You can't ask for money from me and then you go into the club. Like maybe she got some money, but I'm glad I didn't give you any money, because if that's what you're going to spend it on, I know you have children and stuff to take care of, but whatever. Don't ask me for no more damn money. Because I'm glad I didn't do it. Because if I had given you money, if I went out of my way to go to the bank, grab some cash, find out where you live, because we're not that even close. I don't even know where you live at. Find out where you live and then give you the money, and then I read on Facebook that you went out to the club. That's gonna piss me off, and I'm coming back to your house. Get my damn money. But that didn't happen. Anyhow, enough of that. I did now in the course of my workday, I'm not tied to a building. I can get out and drive, and I can't talk about a lot what I do because it's against the law, but I can drive and I'm out in the community, having activities and going to the store. I can do those things on my job, which is why I like my job, because I don't have somebody over me saying do this, do this, do this. Normally I'm by myself. I go, I do things and I interact with the client. I'll say I have clients that I have to interact with, and we go out and do certain things. And so today I was able to go to the mall. And so I haven't been to Auntie Anne's Pretzels in years. I mean, it's been years. It has been so long, I forgot what they had. Because at one point in my life, when I was the furniture manager at a mall store, I would go down there for lunch, and I would get the little pretzel hot dog, and I'd get me a dessert pretzel and a big old thing of lemonade. Baby, when I tell you I went to Auntie Anne today and I lost all sense, I'm like, the bad thing about this is what this city wants to be a big city, but it wants to live by the small town rules. You can't have it both ways. The mall is so pathetic. We have in the food court, there's a Subway, Sbarro's closed, McDonald's is closed, Long John Silver's is closed, Great Steak and Potato, like a little steak place, and some Chinese restaurant. There's three. There's a Chick-fil-A a little bit down the way, not really in the food court, but in the area. So in the main food, there's three. Oh, and then in the food court, there's a Yankee Candle. I don't want to smell Yankee candles when I'm eating in the food court. There's a big Yankee Candle store, and then there's a restaurant with there's a TGI Fridays, but that's not really food court. Because they used to have a ton of stuff in there. That's why I don't go to that mall, because it's horrible. It's a learner mall. But you guys would know what that, some of you guys will know what that means. But anyhow, and then once you get around, they have a salad place now that took the place of Cinnabon. How you take Cinnabon out of the mall? Really? And so then there's Chick-fil-A, and then there's Auntie Anne's pretzels. And when I got there today, I want that, and that. And when the boys start ringing stuff up, he was like, $27. I'm like, oh no, you can't charge me $27 for the pretzels. So I did tell him I didn't want a certain thing, but it was still too much, but it was good. It was really good. I got one of those garlic and cheese something pretzel, and a pretzel dog, and a big lemonade, and it ended up being good. I wanted to go. You guys have those Great American Cookie stores in you guys' mall, and I was able to use my power of will and not get a double doozy, because I was like, I'm in trouble. That's why I decided on Auntie Anne's. But I was happy because I probably hadn't been to an Auntie Anne's since I worked in the mall. And that was back in what, 2000? It's been over 10 years ago. So it was, I got to revisit a friend, and her name is Anne, and it was delicious. Right? So I was reading an article, yesterday. I seen the article. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna tell my people about this on the podcast and tell y'all what is up. There was an article that was written about men who have big attitudes. I'm trying to be tactful, but I said penis earlier. Big penises. It says big penis, big problem in a marriage study. And so, and it's the funny thing is, the little picture that's there is of a black couple. I thought that was kind of hilarious. But this was on a website called Times Live, and there was a study done by Kenyan researchers. So obviously Kenyans know a lot about this, and inquiring minds want to know. And so a study into marital infidelity has found that longer penises are linked to wives cheating on their spouses. So all you boys out there that are hung like horses and mandingos and Moby and all, y'all need to stop. I guess you really can't stop. I guess you need to be following your girl, because she don't like that, obviously. I would know, because I haven't had sex with a woman in years, for obvious reasons. But the study, published in the online journal Plus One, was led by U.S. and Kenyan researchers and found that every I extra inch boosts the likelihood of wives engaging in extramarital affairs. The researcher wrote, "We included this variable because of the interests and controversies that surround men's pursuit of penile enlargement, ostensibly to sexually satisfy their spouses, while women do not necessarily approve of it." Surprisingly, a spouse with a longer, fully erect penis was associated with increased likelihood of women having extramarital partnerships. For these results, every 1 inch longer penis increased the likelihood of women being involved in extramarital partnership by almost 1.5 times. This is apparently because a longer penis increases sexual discomfort. And I've heard of that. If you watch some of these videos online, and what's the one called? There's one of them called, I can't remember the name, but there's this guy, and I can't think of his name either. It's a black guy. That, I mean, it his member is like crazy huge, and I'm like, what are you doing with all that? Because to me, that don't even look like, oh, that's, oh yeah, Get that away from me, or get that away from her, or whomever. And so Let's see what I was reading. Because of discomfort, the researchers quoted one of the women in the study as saying, "Some penises may be large, yet my vagina is small. When he tries to have sex, it hurts so much that I will have to look for another man who has a smaller one and can do it the right way, and I can enjoy it." According to the study, domestic violence and denying a woman preferred sex position also increased the likelihood of extramarital relationships. Meanwhile, factors which reduce the likelihood of a wife cheating on her husband are her age, older wives were less likely to cheat, and how sexually satisfied she is. Some men just take a minute and leaves you there when you are still hanging. You cannot even tell if his thing is over or still continuing. Some we aren't satisfied yet. We can't explain it to our partners. However, when we get men who can satisfy us, we do not waste such chances, one woman told researchers. So, to all your men that feel that you're not as endowed as the rest of your brothers, it's all right. You don't have to worry about that no more, because if you have one that's causing your girl discomfort or your boy discomfort, they might be going around cheating on you. So stop it. We'll be right back. I guess she won't be ready if she runs around, runs up on one of them mandingos. She won't be saying ain't ready. She'll be saying ain't gonna happen. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And we're getting close to being done. I haven't done a short show like this in a very long time. But yeah, I'm going to bed. thank you guys for joining me. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys who take the time to listen to me, like I said, talk crazy, try to be funny, try to be entertaining. Like I said, this show I've done for over a year. And on May the 5th, 5/5 will be 5x5 day, and we're going to have our little anniversary show, which is on a Monday, so it'll be Monday night at our regular late night show time at 1 a.m. So that's going to be this coming Monday, if I can get my mind right, because there's a lot going on with the Free Comic Book Day and Nerd Weekend Part 2 coming up this weekend. So hopefully I will be able to get something together for you guys. And my friend Dwayne Hadley has suggested that I do a podcast on 5/5 and talk about some of the fun things I've done on the show and interesting things or I've done on the show and just have fun with it. So I was going to take a suggestion, but hopefully I'll be able to do it. And it'd be entertaining, we hope. But lastly, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Real Housewives franchise, or specifically the Real Housewives of Atlanta. The reason I started watching the Real Housewives of Atlanta when it started, when I was living in Atlanta, because I wanted to see what they was doing, which ended up being not as fabulous as they would lead you to believe. Because some of the things that they've done, I've done them better, but that's neither here nor there. We lost my train of thought. So watching the show, they had the reunion. Part two was this past Sunday night. Part one was last week, which like that kind of made people mad, the how things went down. And wasn't really mad at the ladies per se, except for Kenya Moore, former U Miss USA. She you the use of props to antagonize one of the other ladies, which was Portia Williams, caused a fracas. She got snatched up, pulled to the ground, and dragged. And so she's talking about she needs to be fired. She should, but you started it, and I hate when people start stuff, and then when somebody finishes it for them, then they all of a sudden have a problem. And then my bigger problem was, and Andy Cohen even said this on Watch What Happens Live when he was talking to Cynthia Bailey, who's a cast member of Real Housewives of Atlanta. He was saying that there would be no more props, because before he was like, that was a gross display. He was mortified. She shouldn't have done it. He was tweeting like, yeah, she might have been provoked, but the difference with me, I would never get up out of my seat to do anything. No, you let it happen. And I can't say that enough, Andy Cohen. You let it happen. And he just lost some points for me because it's all, at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's about advertising dollars. It's about getting the viewership up with all that drama. And it's very exploitive. And, those girls, they're getting some money now. I think Nene's getting $1 million a year. I think Candy's rounding out about 500,000. And some of the, I think Phaedra is too. And then some of the ones that haven't been there long are getting like 250,000. That's still a pretty decent paycheck. To be, I don't know how many months out of the year they film, and then to have it on TV when a lot of those scenarios are created for them, and then they get treated like celebrities. But we watch it, we feed into it, we look at it just like every other reality show, And we thought back in the 80s when Cops came out, we thought Cops was bad. There is still one Cops episode. If you guys, if anybody could ever find the clip of it, there was there was a Cops episode that was it was a white female cop trying to get a black patron out of a bar, and they got to fighting, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So if anybody can find that Cops episode, please email me at the number 5BYYFIVE at gmail.com. 5 by with 2 Ys, 5 spelled out at gmail.com. I want to see it. I haven't found that clip. If somebody can videotape it for me, but it was one that I remember. Because remember when VHSs were popular? That's when we had a VHS, and I remember my sister and I, we taped it. And we would watch it over and over and over again and crack up because it was hilarious. I remember the woman she just punched her in the face. It was crazy. And then her wig fell off. It was a mess. But, reality, it's not like reality TV isn't new. It is. And we watch it because it has that kind of prurient interest to it. And so The Real Housewives of Atlanta is pretty much the same thing. And, you have Nene, and who was a star who just got voted off Dances with the Stars. And but then she has all this attitude. I'm like, girl, you are not that fabulous. You thought you were some big star in Hollywood when they're not even writing, giving you parts on Glee anymore. I'm sure you can't sing. And then the show that you were on got canceled. After the first season. And so you have her, which kind of, she's the manipulator of the group. I consider her the bully. Then you have Candy, who I like, Phaedra, who I like, Cynthia, Who I'm liking more now, Kenya, don't like at all. Nene, yeah, I don't like you at all. And then I think if there's only five of them, and then Portia Williams, who I could take her or leave her. You know, I don't dislike her or like her either way. Anyhow, I liked when she got Kenya together. But the thing is, Candy, we know Candy Burr is from the group Escape. She's getting, well, I think she's already married. She did get married, but during this part of the reunion, she has it. Her wedding was a week away. Wedding was a week away, and so her mother doesn't like her fiance Todd, and so the mother, her name, they call her Mama Joyce. She is acting so ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. You know, because Candy has a considerable, which we're led to believe she has a considerable bank account because she was part of the singing group that was a huge R&B success, which Nene tried to claim she never heard of the group because she's a hater. If you Nene used to be a stripper in the club, you've heard a one or two Escape songs. Don't play. You live in Georgia. The group is from Georgia. You've heard of Escape. She didn't want to admit it because that made her less accomplished when you're still not accomplished. You will never have the success Candy has had. Not that I'm biased toward Candy, it just happens to be the truth. And so, and but also, to that, Candy has won Grammys, you know, along with Tiny, T.I.'s wife, for writing songs. Most notably is one of the biggest songs TLC ever had was called No Scrubs. She wrote that. I don't know how many. And you know, when you are a songwriter, you actually get more money for writing the song than the person that sung it. And so she wrote, I want to say, Bill, she wrote Bills, Bills, Bills for Destiny's Child. That was the first single off, and it came out around the same time as No Scrubs because it had that same tone to it. That was one of the biggest songs off of the Writings on the Wall album, which was the sophomore album from Destiny's Child. It was a number one song, R&B and pop. You know, she has those. So every time those songs were played, she was getting money. So she, long story short, they said she's worth $35 million. So the whole thing is Mama Joyce, you know, she's saying, well, you'll get choked on a chicken bone and they'll kick me. They say, I had to move. Now, you do anything for your children. But she gets on the show, the reunion show of the day, and she says that she did anything for her children. And but so, okay, say you're the best parent in the world. And Candy has never made any apologies. That's her mom. She takes care of her mama. I'm the same way. You know, my parents raised them. Not that I can't do as much as I'm saying that wrong. I wish I could do more for my parents if I was financially able. I would do more for my parents because they raised me. And I wouldn't make any, you know, argument about it. But when you're trying to stop this your daughter from being happy, you're searching for this man, you're treating him bad, you're talking to him bad, you forget that he got a mama too. And Candy's already said, well, his mother knows everything that she's done to Ty. She's went out and she searched to find things. This man, and then a preview for Candy's wedding, she is she said, you know, he was raised by a pimp and a whore. How are you gonna say that? And that's gonna be on TV, and you can't expect them people not to say that just because your daughter has the most money in the relationship. It's not you getting married. And she's making all these comments. You can hate that person to a certain extent, to where when you're so entrenched in your grown children's life, then you need to take a step back and say, okay, I'm doing too damn much. And Mama Joyce, in previous seasons, she was very good, had good advice, up until the point when Candy wanted to find a mate. She didn't like the last boyfriend. And now, you know, so with me saying all that, when does a parent step back from their adult children's life and let them make their own decisions. Well, not even let them stop commenting on the decisions they make. When do you have to say, okay, I've raised them to make good decisions. I've raised them to be good people, and I trust them because I take pride in the fact that I've raised them. You know, when do you do that? When do you I keep on getting tweets and texts. I'm sorry. When does that parent stop, step back, and say, okay, I've raised you. You're going to make the right decision instead of constantly attacking, especially when you don't know that person. Now, with that being said, and I wasn't going to say this about my own personal life with some of the choices family members have made in mates. I know that person ain't shit, you know. So I'm, of course, I'm gonna comment, you know. But the thing is, here lately, I've pulled back because that negative energy that's has been building inside me toward this person was causing me some not even health issues and sleepless nights and worrying and stuff like that. And so I had to pull back and I had to leave it alone, you know. Sometimes you say you had to let go and let God. Exactly what I did, and I'm torn because I need that connection in my life. But I think it's what Mama Joyce needs to do. You need to step back. If you don't want to be involved and you don't like it, then you need to shut your mouth, go live your life, because your grown daughter is going to live hers. Because you will be long, you know, you can die tomorrow. And the choices she make are still going to be the choices she make. There's nothing you can do about it, you know. And that goes for me as well as, you know, for my personal situation. So it's just, you know, it's just one of those things to where, you know, you need to back out of your grown children's lives for a little bit and kind of reevaluate what you taught them. Because I think my parents know. I know because my mother, she comments on my life all the time. You know, I'm like, you can't say that. And sometimes I find myself saying, hey, okay, I don't need that from you anymore. You know, it doesn't stop her, but she's not so involved in my life that she tries to commandeer my life in a certain way because I'm grown. You know, and I think, you know, I think Mama Joyce, I would hate to think of that she's trying to safeguard her finances with Candy's money. I would hate for that to be the case. You know, I would hate for that to be the case where she's just seen as a money thing. And she doesn't want this person to come in and take Candy's money, which is totally understandable. You know, you want to safeguard that aspect, but once the decisions have been made, you're just complicating everybody's life because she's turned on the best friend, and then like the preview for the wedding show, which is gonna probably in 2 weeks. The fiance's mother, she's like, I'm tired of this, and you've met the right one, bitch. I'm like, oh, so they don't get down like that. So, and thing is, I just hate all the ratchetness on TV. I tell black people, stay off the cops, stay off of what's that one show when you always see the black person still in the car? That's a mess, because to me, it's exploitive, you know, because they have to get some kind of what's it called? The rights to use your image and bait car and on Pawn Stars. Y'all stop doing that. So don't be signing that paper saying y'all gonna be on TV, because you have to agree to be filmed. You know, just because somebody throws a few dollars at you don't make it okay, in my opinion. You know, I could be wrong. I'm not, but I could be. So anyhow, that's all. I think that's all I have. All I have tonight. I'm actually going to go to bed at. Normally, I don't go to bed till like 3 or 4, but I'm going to bed at 2 o'clock tonight. There's a podcast called Thought Bubbles I want to finish listening to. It's my friend. Well, my podcast friends. I met them at PopCon here in Evansville, but they have a podcast. Now we tweet sometime with Elaine. I do, and they have a really cool podcast at ThoughtBubbles.podbean.com, or you can find them on iTunes. And so I'm gonna listen to that. I haven't been crafting. Desert Rose and I, we're gonna have a show crafting. So thank you guys for listening. We're gonna see you next time. Good night. Look for the shows this week. Bye.